Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, a place for saving, making, and having fun with your money. We offer you a chance to learn new and creative ways to reach your financial goals. Here on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, it's always about the money. To contact us, visit our website at www.cheapcheetah.com or at www.cheapcheetah.webs.com. And now, here is your host, Hill.
Good morning, my family. Good morning. Happy October to you. Good morning, my Cheap Cheetah family. How are you doing this morning? October 19th, 2015. How is everybody? How's my archivers? How's my people in my chat room? I hope everybody's doing well, and I hope everybody is staying warm. Because if you live in New York and upstate like I do, it's cold. We had 30 degrees last night. You know that's cold. What happened to the fall? It went from summer right into winter. Nothing in between. They say it's getting warmer today. Hopefully, because last night was 30. This morning it's almost like 30. So, make a sister want to turn up her heat, but I can't. Not yet. Thank you, folks, for being here. A few things before we get into our main topic, which is scary money. And in the spirit of Halloween, we're going to talk about scary stuff for the next two episodes. First of all, remember, this is Breast Cancer Aware Month in October. So if you know someone or you yourself has fought cancer, yay. Be a part of that. Be a part of the breast cancer awareness by participating in the events to help find a cure for breast cancer. Folks, I'd like to buy you a cup of coffee because you're family and it's the holiday time and maybe I'll throw in a donut too, but let's not push it. If you're in the New York, New Jersey, tri-state area, and you're interested in a meetup, well, we come face-to-face, finally. It's been so long. I miss you. I'd like to see you. I'm having a meetup in November. If you're interested in knowing the who, what, where, when, and how of this meetup, please email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com and put in the body, where's the meetup? And I will gladly send you all the details. Again, coffee's on me because we family and I love you and I like to see you. You know, I like to do a face-to-face with you. So, again, if you're in the New York, New Jersey, or tri-state area, come on down, meet me, let's talk, let's have a good time. After saying all that, you know, Cheap Cheetah, we have a permanent home. We're on Facebook. So, please, not just come to like it. Come, tell me what's going on in your life, money-wise. If you don't want to talk about money, just, you know, come and just sit down and let's talk. Again, we family. We have a YouTube channel. We have a website, The Cheap Cheetah on blogspot.com. Folks, this is the perfect time right now for the free stuff, and it's free ebooks. And I've told you about this, but I'm going to remind you again. Holiday Savings the Cheap Cheetah Way. It's free. It's an ebook. It's a quick read. And I'm giving it to you because we all need it. And I appreciate you. Just email me for the Cheap Cheetah Holiday Savings the Cheap Cheetah Way. And you can email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com. Also, Frugal Living 30 Minutes or Less. You can also get that book as well. So you can get two free ebooks from me. Just email me. Just put in the body free ebooks. Also, I do have other Cheap Cheetah books that are on Smashword, Amazon, Kindle, and Creator Space. Cheap Cheetah Tip Jar, Best of Cheap Cheetah Money Show, Part 1, and My Real Estate Diary. I'm going to get to another book soon. I'm doing so many other things right now. But there will be a new book coming up, hopefully by 2016. Folks, if you know you yourself, or someone else you know would like to come on a show to talk about ways they've saved and made and have fun with money, by all means, let me know. I'm also looking for sponsors for the show. If you have a product or service that you would like for me to talk about or you have a commercial that you would like for me to play, email me at cheapcheat@yahoo.com. I love to hear from you. Now, today, like I said, in the spirit of Halloween, because I think Halloween is like in 2 weeks, we're going to talk about scary money. We're going to talk about Halloween on the cheap next week. We're going to get all into the scary stuff. So, when I talk about scary money, I'm talking about things that people fear in regard to their money, in regard to the things they do with their money. Okay? Fear can be fun because we like horror. We like to be scared. We like to go to the haunted houses. We like to get on the roller coasters. We like to watch the scary Night of the Living Dead movies and stuff. We like to jump out of our seats. We like fear because it's something about being scared that gets our energy pumping and it gets us excited and we never know what to expect. But that should not be the case with your money. You need to know what's coming down the pipeline so you'll have enough money to cover it. You'll have enough money to put away for it. So we don't need to be scared or we don't need to have the unexpected when it comes to our finances. So we like it. Number one, rent to own can be a very scary place when it comes to your money. Okay? If you need a bed, if you need a refrigerator, if you need a television set, if you need a computer, you can put it on a payment plan, which is scary when it comes to our money, which is scary money, okay? 25 easy payment plans of $10 to $15 a week. That sounds easy, right? It's not that easy. Wrong. Many rent-to-own stores charge 100% in which to cover the rest of the... Sorry, many rent-to-own places charge 100%, which causes financial stress for you. 100% now, and finance charges. Over several years, on your rent-to-own item, you could be paying $3,000 for a $900 TV set. Okay, what they're saying is when you buy rent-to-own, you go into a rent-to-own, you want a TV set, for example. You said, okay, well, I can't afford the TV set. The TV set is really overpriced. So the TV set is, say, I don't know, $1,000, right? We're talking not the big, nice TVs. We're talking about the little, small TVs. Rent-to-own said, no problem. You give us $5, $6 a week, $10 a week, $20 a week. We put you on a payment plan. And that's basically what it is, a payment plan with high interest rates. But what they fail to tell you, if you miss one of those payment plans, they're going to come get your TV, okay? So you've been paying consistently for, say, 6 months, and you still haven't finished paying for the TV, and say you had to take the payment plan money and use it for your car broke down or something else, okay, something else that was more important than paying down on your TV set. What happens? Rent-to-own or these rental places will come get your stuff. Okay, I had a friend that happened to. You failed to make these payments, they will come get your stuff, and all the time you've been paying these places, you're not getting your money back. And I don't even know if they're going to still charge you even though they came and got your stuff. Okay? Rent-to-own's a bad idea because, number one, when you go in there, their prices are way out of proportion with the same stuff that you can get somewhere else. If you need a TV set or if you need some furniture or whatever, few options. Look at thrift stores. Look at garage sales. Call around, post it on Craigslist. A lot of times people give away free furniture and stuff. If you need a TV and you don't want to use TV, you figure that you want a better TV, you want a store TV, then save for it. Just like you're paying rent-to-own with the money to pay for their overpriced merchandise, you can save. And TVs always go on sale. So rent-to-own really is a ripoff. That's scary money being spent. Another scary money thing, carrying large balances on your credit cards. That's okay if you charge and pay, But if you don't charge, I'm sorry, if you charge and don't pay, that's scary. Because you could pay off $10,000 and your interest rate would be 5.2%. In 12 years, you've paid off $4,539 in interest. You paid $4,539 in interest on $10,000 principal. So you've given them almost half of what you've charged. And interest rates are 15.2%. I think interest rates may be like 22% now. So if you're going to charge, I have nothing against charging, really. But if you're going to charge, make sure you charge it, and when the bill comes in, you pay for it. Why are you going to pay somebody else to borrow money that's extra? You know what I'm saying? Why are you paying all those extra fees to borrow money? If you really need to charge something, then by all means, charge it, but make sure, like I said, you have the money for it. Scary money. This one I hate to tell you about, scary money, because I love to do it. Gambling. Folks, that is my weakness. I will gamble, but I will gamble on the cheap. So, gambling to me is 110%, especially internet gambling. 10% of the bettors lose 95%. We're talking internet gambling most of the time. And not even internet. Also, when you go to those casinos or racinos, you're losing 95% of the time that you gamble, okay? If you're a regular gambler and are losing money that you could use to pay off your mortgage, credit card, student loan, it's true. The money you use for gambling, you can use for something else. And people say, okay, well, I go in with a budget. Well, if you go in with a budget, fine. If you go in for entertainment purposes, fine. That still needs to have a budget. Like, when I go to my regular casino, which is far and few between now, because I discovered the iPad. And the iPad has all the apps with the casino, the slot machines and everything. So it has cut down tremendously on me gambling, because I gamble now on my little computer, which they have the same things, and I don't lose the money. I don't lose real money. I lose, you know, money that they give you on the little apps for the gambling. So it's cut down on me gambling. But when I do go to my little local casinos, I only take $200. And now sometimes I take $100, and whatever freebies they give me, as far as free play or whatever the case may be, I use those. I use the free food if they give it to me, and call it a day. Yes, I like to gamble. But I've learned throughout the years, I've spent a lot of money on gambling. I've spent a lot of money on lottos. My last lotto debt was about, I don't know, maybe about $300. And that was for a month of me paying scratch-offs, playing lottery, Mega Million, all that, $300. And sister unemployed, if you gamble, gamble with a budget. This is all I'm going with. I'm coming home, that's it. Gambling is entertainment. It's not a quick way to solve your debt problems. It's not a quick way to make some fast money because you don't have it, or it's not a quick way to double the money that you shouldn't be spending, you should be using for something else. You see what I'm saying? So make gambling a part of your entertainment expenses, and if you really can't afford it, don't do it. You know, paying your bills late all the time, bills like rent, utilities, and cable, these bills have late fees of 10 to 15%. Credit card late payments carry high interest and it damages your credit score. Scary, right? If you are late with your rent on a continuous basis, either the mortgage company is going to send you a notice saying, what's the deal? If you're late too many times, you're going to get a foreclosure notice if you own your property. If you're renting, you're late too many times, the landlord's going to say, what's up? You're going to pay my late fees. And if you continue to be late or continue not to pay at all, you're going to get eviction notice. Let's get real. Con Ed the same way. Your utilities the same way. They're going to shut you off. That is scary. Nobody wants to be in those situations, okay, those predicaments. So let's try to do responsible things with our money. What do I always say? food, shelter, transportation, clothing, and some money on the side for retirement. But you have to cover your bases first. These are scary things to really think about. Carrying balances, gambling, which we know daggone well we don't need to do, but we do it anyway. Paying your bills late. The consequences. Look at the consequences. If you'd like to chime in, the call-in number is 347-202-0166. If you'd like to chime in about scary things and scary money in the spirit of Halloween, the call number is 347-202-0166. Call me with your Halloween scary, you know, thoughts, comments, suggestions, scary money, things that's happened to you. Because it's Halloween, folks. So if you like to call in, I'm here to listen to your stories. You know what another thing when it comes to scary money is? Medical. Oh, I can't take it. Medical is scary. Only because it's so daggone expensive. Okay, when's the last time you got a medical bill? Oh, man, did you look at that? Make you want to jump, scream, and jump out the window. For real. Not making sure that we have enough medical coverage for our family. There is nothing scarier than needing medical attention and not having proper insurance to have it taken care of. If we are not covered medically, it's pretty darn scary getting a hospital bill for thousands of dollars when we don't have that kind of money. Scary. Okay? A lot of us are covered by our employers. A lot of us are working without medical coverage. A lot of us are getting assistance from the government, Medicare, Medicaid, Obamacare, but it still, it doesn't cover everything, okay? A lot of us have dental problems that they need to cover. Personal experience with me, I have a lot of dental, so I had to, when I was working, my insurance company or my so-called union was paying a little bit of it. So if my bill was, I've had like $2,400 bills in dental, and yeah, it's a lot. I have really bad teeth, but that's another problem. That's another story for another time. Anyway, my average bill for special services I need for my dentist is like $2,400. Sometimes they're $4,000, and my medical insurance and my so-called union only paid maybe out of $2,400. Maybe they gave the dentist $500. So it was up to me to pull out the rest of the money, which is a lot of money. You know, if I've had medical dental surgeries that cost $7,000, which comes out of my pocket minus the $500. All right, so it's $6,500. You see what I'm saying? So if you are not covered medically, if your employee is not covering you, being sick, getting prescriptions, tongue tied, are no joke. They're expensive, folks. So you have to make sure that you and your family are covered. If you have to do what you got to do, then do it. Because not being covered medically is a sin. Okay, in the sense of, yes, the hospitals do have to treat you. By law, you have to be treated. Okay, they cannot turn you away if you need medical attention because you can sue them. But they will give you medical attention, and they expect you either your insurance to cover it or you to pay the bill yourself, okay? And if you cannot pay their bills, then what will happen is that they will take you to collections, and collections will try to force you to pay a really high bill depending on what procedure you got. Heck, you can go in the hospital overnight. You're talking about a couple of $1,000s, right? Go in there for one emergency for a couple of hours. You're talking a couple of $100s. So we all know how expensive medical can be. Be prepared. Have you and your family covered? It's scary to go have a procedure and then get hit with a couple of $1,000s when the procedure's over and you don't have the money. That's scary talk. That's what the heck talk. You know what I'm saying? Scary money. not spending enough money and planning right before we retire. Retirement is a scary thing. Excuse me. And sometimes we are not prepared for it. We're not ready for it. And when we do retire, come to find out, you know, we're outliving our money. So we have to go back to a job that we don't want to do. Excuse me. If you love your job and you're staying with your job, I'm happy for you. If you want to retire and want to do something that you want to do and not outlive your money, then you have to prepare for it. You have to plan. You have to save. You have to make sacrifices. Because no one's going to take care of you but you. So, you make your good investments. You put money in the bank. Make sure all your bills are taken care of before you retire. You don't have no debt. If you can, make sure your house is free and clear. No mortgage and stuff. You got a pay for a house. And you keep it moving. There's nothing wrong with working. I love to work myself. But sometimes the job you have right now may be killing you and suffocating you. You just are miserable in it, and you have to walk away from it. But before you do, think about the things that you need to do before you walk away from a 9-to-5. Because you know with a 9-to-5, you have medical coverage. You should have medical coverage. You're getting a check every 2 weeks. Are you ready to really walk away from that or retire from that without having a plan? You have to plan. Plan to fail and fail to plan. You know? On that note, a word from our sponsor.
This message is for independent recording artists. Is your music career at a standstill? If so, let Access to a Rising Artist Promotion get it moving again and take it to the next level. We can assist you with building your brand through online radio promotion, social media marketing, and website development. And if you don't know what direction to go, get an opportunity to have a one-on-one consultation session to get you started in the creative aspect of developing a strategy on going forward with your music career. Get back on your music journey again and visit us online for a host of new opportunities that will put you in the spotlight at www.accesstoarisingartist.com, the ultimate platform for a rising artist to shine.
Thank you for my sponsor, Access to a Rising Artist. Folks, I meant to tell you, there is a contest going on. If you visit the Facebook page, what I'm offering is this. A keychain from the Chief Cheetah Money Show, if you can tell me one of your best Halloween money-saving tips. Don't miss out. Great keychain. I'm giving to you for the best Halloween money-saving tip, and you can visit my Facebook page, the Chief Cheetah Money Show, and put in the bottom, here's my Halloween scary tip, and you can win yourself a really cute Cheap Cheetah keychain. I also, during the course of the holidays, will be giving out more cute Cheap Cheetah stuff, hats, T-shirts, all that good stuff. All you have to do is answer a question or come up with a good show topic. Visit the Cheap Cheetah Money Show on Facebook or on Twitter. I will let you know the rules of the little contest. So throughout the year, I will be giving out, for the holidays, I will be giving out, you know, cute little Cheap Cheetah stuff. All you have to do is just tell me. Tell me what the best whatever is. Whatever the contest is, whatever the best whatever is, if your answer comes up, you will win. So I'm also giving out e-books, too, free e-books. So you got to be in it to win it, folks, you know, like lottery and stuff. Next week, we're talking about Halloween on the cheap. We talked about scary money. Definitely next week is Halloween on the cheap because Halloween is a great holiday for a lot of us. Like I said, we all like to be scared and everything, but it doesn't have to be expensive, folks. And I'm going to show you how to do it on the cheap. The decorations, the candies, the events to go to, all that good stuff. We're going to learn about that next week. So that was it for scary money. And I'm sure there's a lot of other things that come up that's really scary for you when it comes to money. But retirement, to me, I think was my biggest one. That and medical bills. Medical bills are expensive, really. But retirement is expensive too, because you really don't want to outlive your money. You want to be able to do the things you want to do, because, heck, you've worked for 40, 50 years, and you don't want to not be able to do what you want to do. And a perfect example, you know what else is scary? Because we have a few minutes. I was reading the newspaper yesterday. We have grocery stores like Pathmark and just A&P and things like that. These grocery stores are going out of business, okay? Now, because they're going out of business, with that, you know, the people who've retired from them, what happens to their pension? Gone. The people who are still working for them 40, 50 years, 30 years, all that time you spent in one company, you're getting laid off. Your pension's gone. Hopefully they saved enough money to last them until they get another job. But a lot of people haven't. So what happens when your company goes out of business? Your pension goes with it. If you're in private, public, government, and stuff like that, fine. We have a chance if you're a government worker, state, city, you know, federal worker. You may still have a pension, but if the government goes bankrupt, then we all screw. But my point is, you work for a private company. You work for a corporation. You expect them to be there forever. They're not. What happens when they close? Are you prepared to go out and get another job? Especially if you've been at a job for 20, 30 years. You know what a resume looks like? I've been on my job for 19 years. I haven't the foggiest idea what the new resumes look like, let alone how to go on interviews. And I'm being honest. You know, so only thing I'm telling you to do, it's just prepare yourself, because nothing is guaranteed and nothing is promised, okay? Especially with all these companies and stuff going out of business or shutting their doors or whatever, that leaves you in the cold. What are you going to do? Okay, you're going to look for another job, but how long do you think that's going to take? You're going to get unemployment for, what, 12 to 18 weeks? Obama's not doing this 1-2 year thing no more, where you're getting unemployment for 2 years. I think it goes back to 12 weeks or 18 weeks, something like that. He's not doing, you know, that's all you're getting. So in those 8 to 12 weeks, those weeks of employment, you're looking for a job, but you're looking with everybody else. And speaking about jobs, if you need an extra job right now is the best time, because the holidays are here. All the stores are begging for jobs. So look in your, you know, neighborhood, or look in your area, or look at the major stores, Macy's, Walmart, Bloomingdale's, all that, because they're begging for, you know, holiday help right now if you're looking for an extra job to make some extra money. But you have to look at it. You have to cover your own behind. Okay? I cannot preach that enough to you. Cover your behind. Okay? You're responsible for you. Your job gives you a paycheck, but they're not responsible for you and your family. They give you a paycheck, you come to work, they give you medical insurance, fine. Take advantage of what they're giving you, but cover your behind when it comes to, you know, life, because you never know what's going to happen. I'm not here to scare you. Yeah, it's Halloween. Yeah, I'm going to scare you. I don't mean to scare you, but I'm just saying, there's too much stuff going on, folks. Too much stuff going on where you are not covering your behind when it comes to your money. Okay, ain't nobody want to be homeless and hungry in the wintertime. That is just not a cool thing to be. Okay, not if you can prevent that situation. Okay, and yes, I'm preaching, and I'm sorry for preaching, but I just want you just not to be caught out there. Like the people in Pathmark, they were caught out there. The people in A&P, they were caught out there. They devoted their lives to a company, and the company said, you know what, see you when I see you. I got mine. Did you get yours? Kind of thing. Just don't get caught out there. On that note, and I loved you. I appreciate you. And until next week, keep your mind on your money and your money on your mind. Have a great week. Have a warm week. And save that money.